Nolte, Gretchen Whitmer's another Democrat who doesn't believe in her own coronavirus rules. By John Nolte on May 24, 2021. If you wanted to know what I truly believed about the effectiveness of masks and social distancing, all you had to do was watch me. That's all you had to do, watch me. If you watched me, you would have seen that prior to being fully vaccinated, I never once deliberately violated social distancing rules. While indoors in public places, I wore a mask and kept my distance. I also didn't visit anyone's home, had no visitors at my home, and didn't violate quarantine rules. I washed my hands and was as careful as possible. Prior to being fully vaccinated, I didn't have to tell anyone what I believed. My actions spoke for themselves, and did so even though I believed it was wrong for the government to force people to social distance and wear masks. People knew the risks and should have been given a choice. Because I wore a mask and kept my distance, I never felt at risk by anyone who chose not to. In the end, I may be proven wrong in these beliefs. And the success we continue to see out of Texas and Florida, two states that ended mask and social distancing requirements months and months ago, has certainly given me pause, but what I believed at the time was obvious to anyone paying attention to my behavior. Not so much with Democrats. Over the past year, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat has been caught proving through their own actions that they don't truly believe in the masks and social distancing mandates they have forced on the rest of us. Everyone from Nancy Pelosi to Joe Biden to Chris Cuomo to Andrew Cuomo to Gavin Newsom to Anthony Fauci. The list goes on and on and on of leftists who demanded we wear masks and social distance while their own actions told us they don't actually believe masking and social distancing is necessary. Because if they truly believed it, they would do it, even when they believed no one was watching them. And now we have the hideous Democrat governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who has once again proved she doesn't really believe in the fascist, anti-science rules she's persecuting the people of Michigan with. And we know Whitmer doesn't really believe in her own edicts because when she believes no one is looking, she violates her own edicts. While the hideous Whitmer was telling the people of Michigan to not travel, she traveled to Florida. And now, even though the CDC has said it's okay to end mask mandates and capacity limits for those who are vaccinated, Whitmer has kept her fascist, anti-science capacity limits in place even as she runs around violating them. If Whitmer truly believed her capacity limits were effective and necessary to protect public health, she would not be brazenly violating them. It really is that simple, isn't it? Same with global warming. Democrats and the corporate media claim to believe in climate change, but they still buy homes, build offices, and populate the very coasts that are supposed to flood. This tells us what they truly believe, no? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.